We turn now to an ancient Norse saga and a sample of 800-year-old DNA that's just been sequenced. Genetic material that gives us a look at a character in that saga before he met his tragic end. Here's science reporter Ari Daniel.
In the 12th and 13th centuries, Norway was racked by civil war, a period chronicled in the Sverre saga, named after King Sverre Sigurdsson. A portion of the saga is devoted to the king's ongoing feud with his chief enemy,
the archbishop. Battles are described in detail,
including one that took place around the year 1180, near the present-day city of Trondheim in central Norway, says archaeologist Anna Pettersen. The archbishop's fighters attacked the king's castle when the king was away.
They completely destroyed the castle. They burnt all the houses.
Then, the saga says,
the archbishop's people, they wanted to do something nasty.
They took a dead man and cast him into the well head first, and then filled it up with stones.
Possibly to poison the water supply.
It says nothing about who this dead man was, where he came from.
Pettersen says most scholars have assumed he was connected to the king. In 1938, a partial excavation of the well revealed a man's skeleton, possibly that of the person described in the saga. The remains were left in place. Then, a decade or so ago, Pettersen, who's with the Norwegian Institute for Cultural Heritage Research, and her colleagues started the hard work of lifting out the stones and lots of trash and uncovered the skeleton.
He has a bad back and he has evidence of heavy manual labor all his life.
Pettersen knew there must be more to the story, so she teamed up with an evolutionary genomicist, Michael Martin, with the Norwegian University of Science and Technology.
We managed to take a sample from the skeletal remains. It's from the cranium and the leg bone.
Then Martin and one of his students hit the lab.
With full suits and double gloves and booties on, it's not a very comfortable working environment.
And collected as much DNA as possible from those old bones.
We're very frustrated to find there's been a lot of degradation of the original human DNA.
But then another student picked up the project with the idea of finding more skeletal material.
And once he got a hold of the teeth, then things really changed.
The root of one of those teeth had enough DNA to sequence the ancient man's genome and compare it to thousands of people today.
We were able to deduce that he was a male. We could say that he was very likely to have blue eyes, blonde hair, and an intermediate skin tone, and that his ancestry traces back to a very specific county in southern Norway.
Martin says this adds new detail to the centuries-old saga.
Just finding the remains shows that they're not made up, these stories. They might be elaborated and exaggerated, but they're based on fact.
Was he a king's man, though? Dana Christensen is a genetic epidemiologist at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. She wasn't involved in the study, which is published in the journal iScience. She agrees the results support the story of the man pitched down the well, but it's circumstantial.
We can't prove that this person is actually that which was described. Some of the stories tend to be more accurate than others, even if they involve real people and events.
Still, this skeleton did belong to someone, and these new details about his appearance and origins inscribed in his DNA, Anna Pettersen says they personalize him.
He has been no one, but now he has become someone. He has had a life.
One potentially documented in both his genes and an ancient Norse epitaph. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.